Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Samuel. Book of 2 Samuel chapter 5. And let's read verse 17 to verse 25. Here we have the title of the message is, Is the Lord with you in your trials? I will read 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17 to verse 25. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came out to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the fold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim. And David smote them there and said, The Lord has broken forth upon my enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistine. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gazer. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you for your word, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to us, direct us, deliver us from the attack of the evil one, O Lord. Lead us out of all trials and help us to fight the good fight. Lead us to hear your voice and to inquire of you how to carry on our assignments day by day and minute by minute, hour by hour. Lord, take this message and let it go to those who need to hear it, not only those who are here, but in the various places where your message will reach. Pray for people to be saved, people to get delivered. Pray for victories. I pray for relief. I pray for harvest of souls and ministries. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here David was anointed as king. And when the enemies hear that he became king, that all of them, they came and they were seeking David. They were looking for him. And that's where every time you are led and you are anointed by God to do certain things, the enemy will try to hinder you, to stop you. And we try to target you, so that the purpose of God that He wants to do through your life will be hindered. David, when he hear about it, that they came to seek him, they were targeting him, what he did, he went to the hold, he hide himself. Not that he is afraid, but he might be seeking the Lord and asking God what he need to do. In verse 18, when they were looking for him and they were not able to find him, in verse 18 say, the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. You see here that the first thing, they start to look for him. The second step of the enemy, they had revealed that they were coming with all their big forces to fight against David and against the people of God. What David did, David inquired of the Lord. He asked God at that time to help them inquire. They asked the priest to bring the ephod, and they will inquire, they will ask the question, and the priest, as he is carrying the ephod, he will bring the question to God. And then David here asked two questions. Shall I go up to the Philistines? And the second question that he asked, will thou deliver them into mine hand? He asked two questions. Shall I go or no? If I will go, shall you give them into my hand or no? The Lord answered. When the Lord said unto David, go, he confirmed it to him. Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. Surely I am going, without doubt, you will get the victory in this battle. And David came to Baal-Perazim, and David smote them there and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon the enemies before me as the bridge of waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place Baal-Perazim. The meaning of Baal-Perazim is the great destruction. He gave a very great destruction to them that they were attacking. The Philistines, they were gathering in the valley of Rephaim. You know, the word Rephaim, the valley of Rephaim, is the valley of giants. Valley of giants. They are not coming with all their armies, but they were coming also with all their giants targeting it. And that is the spiritual battle that Jesus, our leader, passed through on the cross. In verse 21, say, and there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And that time when they come to fight, they bring with them their idols. The enemies, they will carry their gods with them. And ahead of us, ahead of the church, battles. Ahead of us, idols penetrating and infiltrating our ranks. And ahead of us, much idols that need to be burned. In the book of First Chronicles, the same story had been repeated. First Chronicles chapter 14. In verse 12, the same story. In 2 Samuel say they left their images, all idols. And when they had left their gods, There David gave a commandment and they were burned with fire. Idols penetrating, fighting against the people of God. That battle finished in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. And that did not stop there. In verse 22, 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 22, the enemy that we fought in the past will be continue coming to fight again and again. And we need to be ready to stand. We need to be ready to inquire of God of what we need to do. David did well. He did not use his mind or thoughts. He inquired of God. He asked questions, shall I go? Shall you keep them in my hand or not? In verse 22, and the Philistines come up yet again and separate themselves in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. And that valley has a story. Again, what David would do, and David took his army and went up and fight against them. No, he did not went and took his army and fight. It says verse 23, and when David inquired of the Lord, again he inquired of God. Why he need to inquire? The same enemy, the same problem, the same idols, the same issue, the same place, the same people. But the solution is also different. When we encounter a problem with repeated with the same people, the solution is not the same. The solution is might be different, and that's why we need to inquire of God. Spiritual warfare is very important. We need to be very sensitive to the voice of God and direction of the Holy Spirit. And say, and when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up. He told me, you shall not go up as you did before. But fetch a compass behind them. You don't go for them straight, face to face. You go behind them like an ark from one side. Getting an ark and go, that you will go behind them. He is giving him a new strategy how to face this army and how to solve that issue, that problem. But they fetch a compass behind them and come up and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. In that valley of Rephaim, where the Philistines are there, they were mulberry trees. And the enemy of the Philistines were in that area and that trees. And God told him, don't go face him. You go one side and move away from them. Then go back from other direction like a part of a circle and go behind them where the mulberry tree are. And I just want you to imagine how this sometimes we need to solve the problem, the spiritual attack. We need to ask God how the method to do it. So he told them, you go some way away from them, then go around them at their back where you find the mulberry tree. And when you find there, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt be still thyself. He told him that when you hear the voice over the mulberry tree, and that's where the angel of God or the army of God move. He told him, you go there and stay there. And when you hear the movement on the mulberry tree, be still yourself. That's the time you need to move. You need to attack, because that is the time you would know. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Because that is the sign that you, that is the zero time that you need to watch. First he told them, don't go face to face. I will read it in 1 Chronicles chapter 14, how we instruct him. First Chronicles chapter 14, how God instructed David when they come against him second time. The valley of Ephraim, the valley of giants, same problem, all over again, with their idols. He told him in verse 14, therefore David inquired again of the Lord, and God said unto him, go not up after them. Turn away, give them your back from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. Don't go face them. You give them, you give their back to them, give your back to them. You know their position. You go around and go some distance, and then after that, go behind them where the mulberry tree, and stay where you are. Wait. When you hear the rushing over the mulberry trees, be still yourself. Get up out now for the battle. Because that's the time that you know that God had went ahead of you. And that's the value of inquiring of God, asking counsel and advices how to face the spiritual battles. It's all about demons, about idols, about attack of the devil against God's people. We still need to inquire of God to teach us how to address certain issues in the life of God's church and God's people. The value of this value of Ephraim is well known. There were repeated battles in that valley. In 2 Samuel chapter 23. In verse, the valley of giants. And there, and three of the 30 chief went down, this is the men of David, and came to David in the harvest time and to the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Ephraim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistine was then in Bethlehem. Even in Bethlehem, their garrison and their troops were in the valley of Ephraim. That's where the place of David. Between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, that place. And David was then in Anhod, and the garrison of Philistine was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines between the valley of Ephraim, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink therefore, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things with these three mighty men. I'm just bringing the story to tell you that that place and that problem and that battle was repeated. And the more when they come to know that, David become a king. Let's go to 2 Samuel and chapter 5 and verse 23. We'll go more how to face, how we can understand what is going on, how we face the battle, and how we overcome. Verse 23, and when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. You know, the word that he used here for the mulberry trees, the Hebrew word is baka. And this word is repeated in one place in the Psalm, in Psalm 84. The word baka, and the word baka is cry, weeping, the same Arabic word. So God told David to go to the balsam tree, and he told him, go to Baca. Go to cry. Cry of repentance. Cry of to God. In Psalm 84. And all of us, we are very familiar. And in Psalm 84, we speak about the value of Baca. Most likely the value of Baca is the same the value of Rephaim. Where there are giants, we are called to cry to God with tears. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Speaking about God's house. How beautiful, how lovely. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord, my heart and my flesh. Cry out for the living God. This is a man who, he loved to be in the house of God. Even the courts of God. And for him to be there is very precious. Yea, the sparrow hath fawn and house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altar, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. He said the birds, they are lucky. They are in the house of God. They have some corner there and there. And I wish that I can fly like a bird and I will be there. And he say, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Those who live in the house of God. They are a blessing. They will be still praising thee. That's how we face our problems. We move toward God. We move toward his church. When there's a problem, we not go away. We draw near to God. We draw near to his house. We increase our commitment. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them. That is our strength in the trials. We trust in God and our strength comes from him. In verse 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also fill the pools. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appearing before God. Now here, the valley of Baca is the valley of Rephaim, and their spiritual battle. How they will face it, they have to go. They are not, it's not that their direction toward the enemy, but their direction toward God. They will move to reach Jerusalem, to reach and to be part of the three feasts that the men, they should be there. We know the Jews, they have feasts, that three annual feasts that the men should be there in these three feasts. They will pass through the valley of Baca, they will pass through the valley of Rephaim, where the enemy is encamped to fight and to block them. Have you got the point here? The fighting and the spiritual battle will continue every 4 months, 6 months, on and off. Every time we are moving towards certain things to do, the enemy will come with their idols to penetrate us, to destroy. But here, who passing through the valley of Baca, the valley of Baca where the mulberry trees are there, and God said to David, go there. The valley of Baca is the valley of weeping. You say in verse 6, make it a well. How they will make it a well? How they will make it well? How they make a well in that valley? The mulberry tree, they say that it is can grow even there's no water. In that valley there's no source of water, only the rain. Sometime they will make a pool to keep the water there. But he say, through the valley of Baca, make it a well. What do you mean here by their tears? As a church, we need to cry to God. We need to inquire of him. We need to repent. The solution for our problem not to go away. The solution of our problem, we need to draw near to God. And that will continue. How many of you want to get discouraged? The problem that we face today, it will be solved and many idols will be burned in Jesus' name. And it will come 6 months after. Because that is where the enemy entered. The Lord will come and take us. The valley of Baca. There is no valley of parties and other things. Christians should go through the valley of Baca. Baca is crying. Crying of repentance, weeping for our sin and our naughtiness, and crying for God to help us and to deliver us. They go from strength to strength, yes. They go from strength to strength. That's our strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. They cannot reach Zion unless they pass through the valley of Rephaim, the valley of Baca. Trials, but we persevere, fighting the good fight. And the Lord will deliver us with his instruction. The Lord will go ahead of us. He will trample all these idols. And God's willing, there will be a bad blessing, a great destruction for the power of darkness. And we will ban many idols. In verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob. That's how David fight the battle against the Philistines who came against him. Blessed, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine, of thine anointed. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. This either David is praying for himself, Lord, behold, you are our shield, and look at me. Or that is also a prophetic message about Jesus Christ. Today, Jesus is the head of the church and he's leading us. We come to God in the name of Jesus. the conspiracy of the enemy is clear from the scriptures. We need to have the wisdom, we know we don't need to be deceived. We don't go backward, we go forward. We seek God, we cry to God. He will instruct us and lead us. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. And here we say the psalm upon Gethsemane, a psalm for the son of Korah. Either they were praying for the leader or David is praying for himself. Lord, let your light shine upon me, that I can see what is ahead of me and what I need to do. Verse 10, for a day, listen to this, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of God. Draw near to God. That is the solution of our problems. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Every 3 months, the men, they will journey to reach Jerusalem so that they can be part of the feast in between the valley of Rephaim, the valley of Baca. Problem will come to push them away from their route to go back to their homes. But they cried to God. I always telling you there was a promise of God. He told them, the 3 feasts, you go to it. And when you go to it, don't be afraid about your houses. I will protect your houses. And that is where the spiritual body. When the devil is coming to attack, we usually, with our human thinking, we shrink, we go away. We try to do all our naughtiness to not to take part of anything. We wash our hands, discourage, turning our back, but we forget the one who protects us is God when we obey Him. In Exodus chapter 34, and that is the promise of God to us as we move forward, trusting Him, serving Him, moving, doing His ministry, and working with Him, laboring for His church, He will be the one to protect our families, our wives and children, our husbands. And He will be the one to give us victory. He will crush the enemy ahead of us. We just need to bend the idols that they will leave. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 23 and 24. The promise of God, when He told them 3 times per year, you travel, you leave your houses, your family, and go to the house of God. And stay there 7-8 days to accomplish the feast needed. What He promised them. And that is where passing the trial. The battle, where is the battle? In the valley of Rephaim. In the valley of Baca. What we need to do? We need to be there. To be in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of Baca, we need to leave our houses. To fight the good fight. And God will fight for us. God will protect us. We cannot keep the battle aside. Every 6 months, the battle will continue. As we have concluded from the lab of David, the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. Every time there is movement of the people of God toward His temple, the Philistines, they are then there to block. But He promised them. So Exodus chapter 34, verse 23 and verse 24. Three thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. And verse 24, for I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. But he says, I will drive the nations, and I will enlarge your territory, and no one will think to go or desire your place. When you go up from your houses, come to the house of God. That is how the first trial. The enemy coming with all power to destroy. As the plan is exposed, our attitude, we need to inquire of God as David inquired. Don't go face them, face around them, get a compass and go behind them at the mulberry tree. Stay there when you hear the voice. Go. When you hear the voice of the rushing over the trees, know the Lord had gone ahead of you. And what he will do, David, until he hears the voice of God marching, the valley of Baca, crying. Crying of repentance. Crying of asking God help and mercy. Asking God, Lord, let your light shine on us and deliver us from all the enemies. Let's have the right attitude. Not to quit, not to go away. Let us have the right attitude to go forward. Fighting the good fight, not with our own understanding, but with the direction of the Holy Ghost. We need to be sure to hear the voice of God. We need to inquire. Confusion is what the devil and what the enemy will always do. Trials and hardship in our life bring first confusion, confuse you. Second, it bring discouragement. Third, bring reactions. We do impulsive things. Fourth, it leads to wrong decisions. Four things in the trials will happen we should avoid. First, we need to avoid being confused. Second, you need not to get discouraged. Third, you need not to react, but to act. Fourth, be careful not to take wrong decision. I will tell you now the story of this message. 3 weeks ago, I was looking, searching for one of my handbooks that I write outline of certain sermons. Because I preach a sermon and I am convicted, I need to write it. I want the scripture that I wrote. I search. I get to many books. I get one book while I am searching. One of my handwriting book. Notes I write. And I open it and I saw one of the tracks. And when I saw it, the passage is 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17-25. I say, Lord, please, I know the story of this. I know it's a heavy attack. But I trust God. The Lord will deal with the enemy. And I am now at the mulberry tree, waiting to hear his voice, and I'm willing to bend all idols that the devil had brought with him in this trial. That's all I stand. slowly. We thank you. We just come before you with your blood, not with our own righteousness. Our righteousness is a filthy rag road. Oh God, we come with tears of repentance, tears of crying to you, Lord, for help. Oh God, as we position ourselves in the valley of Baca, in the valley of Rephaim, at the mulberry tree. Oh God, you are our strength. We are weak. You are our treasure. You are our shield. Let your light shine upon your anointed in the name of Jesus. Shine upon us, O God, and lead us. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. Lord, you promised they will go from strength to strength until they appear before their God. O God, you are our shield. Hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. O God, help us. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. You're my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my only standing here, all of us, in the valley of Baca, in the valley of Rephaim, we are giants, positioning ourselves in the place that you assigned to us, at the mulberry trees. Oh God, we are waiting for your voice, for your marching to go before us, so that we will be still, oh God, following you, oh God, to defeat the enemy and to deliver us from the evil one. Oh God, I pray for victory. I pray, oh Lord, for revival. I pray for no new source to come to you, O God. Lead us, to strengthen us, Lord, I pray for the healing for the sick people. I pray for solution for problems. I pray that you speak clearly to direct us of each and every one his assignment, so that things will go well in according to you. Lord God, bless us, Lord. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Oh Lord, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you.